Good evening, anglers. Welcome to Hooked on Fly Fishing. I'm Colin Shepherd, and it's Friday, the 17th of November. Hooked on Fly Fishing is proudly supported by Rod and Reel Newmarket. They have the biggest range of fly fishing and fly tying gear in New Zealand. Now, the staff at Rod and Reel will help you choose that gear, and more importantly, they'll show you how to use it. Have a look at their website, rodandreel.co.nz. Now, on tonight's show, we have some fly fishing news. Met Service has provided us with accurate weather forecasts. We check out some river flows and levels with Waikato Regional Council and Genesis Energy. Our freshwater reporters check in, and as always, we'll finish with the fly fishing tip of the week. Let's look at some fly fishing news. The moon phases. The next new moon is on the 19th of this month. Remember that a new moon occurs when the apparent longitudes of the moon and sun differ by 0 degrees. At this time, the moon does not appear to be illuminated. What does it mean? Well, a couple of days either side of the new moon will offer the best fishing for freshwater anglers. That's now, ladies and gentlemen. Get out there amongst them this weekend. Remember the saying, new moon, fisherman's favourite, full moon, fisherman's folly. About 20 minutes ago, I rang Captain Matthew von Sturmer. We've booked him in for this radio show next Friday at 6:15. Matthew's been trying out some new techniques for saltwater fly, in particular snapper on a saltwater fly in the Auckland Harbour. We'll be talking to Matthew, as I say, next Friday on this radio show at 6:15. All the latest in saltwater fly fishing. If you have any news about upcoming fly fishing events, fishing reports, or any comment about fly fishing in general, just contact the Hooked on Fly Fishing radio show, and you do that by emailing me, Colin, on col.pam@xtra.co.nz. That is col.pam@xtra.co.nz. Let's look at some weather. The Auckland Marine Forecast. A ridge of high pressure covers the North Island today. A weak front moves up the South Island on Friday, followed by a ridge. Strong southeasterlies affect much of the North Island over the weekend as a complex low-pressure system to the northeast of New Zealand moves slowly southeastwards. Another weak front moves up the South Island on Monday. Now, the forecast for Manukau Harbour, Waitemata Harbour, the Hauraki Gulf, and Bream Head to Cape Colville Saturday. Becoming southeast 20 knots, but 35 knots about Bream Head to Cape Colville in the morning. Cloud increasing, rain developing. Manukau, Waitemata, Hauraki, Bream Head to Cape Colville for Sunday. Gradually easing to southerly 15 knots everywhere. Rain clearing, becoming mainly fine. Okay, Met Service forecast for Waikato. Waikato on Saturday, fine southeasterly. Sunday, mainly fine, southeasterlies gradually dying out. If you're fishing in the Rotorua region, forecast for Saturday, fine. Southeasterlies developing in the morning. And Sunday in Rotorua, mainly fine, southeasterlies easing. Now the Taupo fishery, good evening anglers down there. The forecast for Saturday, fine. Southeasterlies developing in the morning. Sunday, fine, southeasterlies easing. If you're up and over the hill in Taumarunui, the forecast for Saturday, fine. Southeasterlies developing in the morning. Taumarunui on Sunday, mainly fine. Southeasterlies dying out. Now, for our South Island anglers, the Canterbury Plains, forecast for Saturday, fine apart from areas of morning and evening cloud, light winds. Canterbury Plains on Sunday, mainly fine with light winds. Thanks to Met Service for those reports. We do appreciate that. Now, let's look at some river levels. The Puniu River is 23 kilometres south of Te Awamutu and is currently at 8.6 metres. It's flowing at 8 cumex, which is well down from 27 cumex last week. The next river over, the Mangatutu, is at 1.3 metres and falling. It's flowing at 2.9 cumex. That's well down on last week, in good condition. Excuse me, the Ohinamuri River, measured at Karangahaki between Pairua and Waihi, is currently at 12 metres and falling. It's flowing at 5.6 cumex. That's well down on last week as well. The Tauranga Taupo River at the southern end of Lake Taupo is at 0.35 of a metre. That's well down on last week. The Waipa River measured at Otiwa is at 75.8 metres. It's falling. It's flowing at 8 cumecs. It's ideal conditions. The Whakapapa River is at 3.1 cumecs, the same as last week. And the Whanganui River, measured at Puriaka, is at 16 cubic metres per second. That's down from last week. And the Tongariro, measured at Turangi, is at 30 cumecs. That's also down on last week. Now, we've heard the forecast. These rivers will continue to drop and clear. Enjoy the fishing this weekend. As always, be careful when wading. Now, thanks to Waikato Regional Council and Genesis Energy for that information. Real-time websites updated continuously. Thank you. Okay, we'll have a very quick break and then the first of our fishing reports. Stones. Now, Stella Gordon is a long-time resident of the Taupo-Turangi area, and Stella is an expert on fishing the rivers and the lakes of the Central Plateau. And Stella, as always, is live on air with us now. Good evening, Stella.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Well, are you well?
We're fantastic, thank you. No, okay. Really good, thank you.
Now, how's the weather been this week, Stella?
We've had a fairly settled week. We've had a little bit of easterly breeze, which is often brings a little cold edge to it, but it's something, a wind that we don't really get a great deal of, but it sounds like the summer period we may be laced with that a little. But in the early part of the week it was quite windy. The latter part of the week has been much more settled. Certainly around the fringes of the lake we've had some really incredible thunderstorms with hail and very, very heavy rain. Okay. On occasion in the evenings we've also had some particularly nice days. So we've been very fortunate in that we've had a little bit of rain in the middle part of the week, but really we've avoided most of those thunderstorms, so we've been quite fortunate from that aspect. But no, it's been good, really good. Good.
And your forecast looking ahead 3 or 4 days is very, very good.
Fantastic, very settled. Yes. And it is so gorgeous. I mean, it's a little bit cloudy tonight, but we've had the most amazing day with just a completely flat lake, and yeah, most, it's really great. There's a significant number of people here at the moment taking advantage of the fact the conditions are so nice. It's great.
Okay, you talked about the lake conditions being beautiful. Let's talk about the lake fishing. What have you heard, Stella?
Lake fishing's been pretty consistent, and it's probably consistent for this time of the year. We always have those fish in around and quite close around the edges of the lake, but really the conditions have been so good in that we haven't had a great deal of wind, which means that on the eastern lakeshore, which we are, we're normally subjected to a southwesterly, which does tend to make life a little bit more aggravating, November, December can often be quite windy, but we have certainly had very calm, pleasant conditions with little riffles, which has enabled us to fish quite comfortably. A lot of those fish are lying on the bottom, but within the sort of the 200 metre mark. So if you think just beyond the 200 metre mark and beyond that again, you know, as long as you've been on the bottom, you've picked up fish. There's certainly been a few fish on the surface in the morning as well, and the fish have been in some fantastic condition. So this time of the year, we tend to use your brighter colours, so, you know, your orange, your pink tobies, and cobras, if you're right on the bottom, your black toby. But, you know, surface or a little further up, your green and yellow or green and gold. So generally speaking, though, the fishing has been very consistent with some absolutely magnificent fish.
Oh, that's good. And lots of anglers were out on the lake?
Certainly a lot of anglers, more so than ever, really. I think it's indicative of the fact that people take, you know, often Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday and Monday. You know, people are on holiday at this time of the year because they know that the fishing is good and the weather is usually really relatively settled. But, you know, generally speaking, it is amazing. People are certainly taking advantage of their loo time. And you know, if you've got a house here, you know, when it's a little bit quieter, per se, making the most of it.
Very good. Now, has the lake level started to drop yet?
Marginally. It's actually interesting, people's perception. It's probably dropped, it's dropped a weeny bit, but really in reality, if you look at it and you think to yourself, in actual fact, it's retracted somewhat, but in actual fact, the depth is still there, if you understand what I mean. So, you know, even though we've had not the huge amounts of rain that we've had so consistently over the last few months, we certainly, though, over the last 2 to 3 weeks have had some extremely heavy rain in very short periods of time, and, you know, right through, I mean, it's such a huge area. You know, you've got the Waipaki, you look at the Kaimanas, the Western Bay. I mean, there's just so much land which is subjected to rain, and so therefore when we had those very, very heavy showers, naturally it flows into the lake, you know, with the 69 streams that we have. So therefore the lake has stayed relatively high.
Okay, very good. Now, let's talk about the river conditions. Let's start with the big river and work our way back towards Taupo.
The Tongariro, the Waimarino, the Waitaka, the Titi, honestly, the rivers are all in excellent condition, that is due to the fact that we haven't had what you'd call torrential rain for any length of time. They're all full, but they're certainly in excellent condition from the point of view that we've had runoff, which has allowed us some consistent fishing. We've also had throughout the last 10 days, you know, two or three nights or four nights in a row where we've had snow, which has had, you know, we've had those significant drops in barometric pressure, which has certainly brought fish in. But also with the fact that the Tongariro being such a you know, significant river in size and volume, is holding, you know, really good numbers of fish, certainly lots of brownies, and, you know, there are obviously fish that are mending, which are perhaps not in quite as good condition, but there's certainly still a consistent number of good quality fish as well. And really, once again, it's just a matter of fishing those runs, fishing those little drop-offs, those lifts, and roughly water. And not only the nymphas, but the wet liners are still doing just as well because of the volume.
Oh, well, that's good, isn't it? Lots of river anglers around as well?
Tremendous number. Surprising, actually, when you think about it. There's a lot of overseas visitors as well, which is quite normal. But no, it's good.
Okay. Hini Maiaia.
Hini Maiaia and Waitanui, a little less pressure, and probably a little bit harder, and that is quite normal for this time of year as well. I mean, they're obviously spring-fed, so straight up out of the ground. Cooler, riparian vegetation, which allows you, you know, good fishing normally when those fish are in the river. You know, because we've had some quite settled days, very, very warm, and because they are quite sheltered, there's been hatches, and so there's certainly been anglers that have taken advantage of some surface fishing, not lots of significant-sized fish, but certainly a number of smaller fish, which is good. And those river mouths, you know, have got great rips at the moment, not easily contained because the lake is obviously high, but certainly fish still coming into those mouths as well.
Okay, very good. Now, what about and Rotoaira, Kuratau, what have you heard about them?
Kuratau and Lake Rotoaira, you know, good numbers of fish, but not a lot of activity from the point of view that there are, you know, if you think about the fact that most people are fishing the large lake, you know, Lake Taupo, rather than perhaps the smaller lakes at this stage. And in the next couple of weeks, as we move onwards towards holidays and schools break up and whatever, you tend to find that those that have houses here will certainly fish those lakes. Mm-hmm. Otamanakau is certainly being fished by the locals as well as guides with, you know, anglers that are here on, from overseas, as well as those that know the lake itself. The lake has been subjected to, as you can well imagine, four or five seasons in one day, whereby we've had, you know, snowy weather, we've had beautiful sunshine, we've had lots of wind, and it's been extremely cold. Mm-hmm. The lake is naturally full at the moment and particularly cold. But in saying that, though, we've had some settled days, two or three or four at a time, rain at night, which has given a little bit of runoff to the edge. But in reality, because the lake is full and there's still quite a lot of weed and those sorts of things, generally speaking, there's been a lot of movement. So for those that are fishing either a long leader with a snail imitation, damsel, or just stripping quickly a olive woolly bugger, or even those that have been in the boats that have gone first thing in the morning picking up fish, certainly the fishing has been quite consistent over the last 10 days. Prior to that, quite hard. And really from here on in, if we get a period of, like, as you say, the next 4 or 5 days are going to be fine and very sunny, you'll find that conditions will improve quite rapidly, and so therefore fishing will improve too. You know, Otamanakau has actually revealed some absolutely magnificent fish already. Nothing what I'd call huge, but certainly some very nice fish and consistent. So really good. And also the canal, due to the fact that we've had lots of rain. So, you know, there's such a lot of variety for Otamanakau when you've got volume.
Yeah, it's all right. It's a fantastic place. As you say, you can get five seasons in a day, and, oh, my God, it can get cold up there.
This week, absolutely freezing. I mean, those, you know, nor'easter, unbelievably cold. And the fact that we've, I mean, it is amazing. We've had three or four nights where we've had quite significant snowfalls on the mountain and, you know, quite low, melted and disappeared very quickly if we've had a sunny day, which we, most days have been. But, and you'd think it is quite late, but we often get those little, you know, lashes of southerly that come in. They, you know, drop a little bit of snow and they are freezing for a day or so, and away we go again. So, you know, but you can still find a place which is very sunny and very sheltered, and it can be, you know, as you say, it's like summer.
Yeah, that's right. And you've got such a huge amount of water to choose from. There's
just
always
so
somewhere
much
you can fish.
And I mean, the fishery is in such fine fettle. The condition of the fish, the number of the fish, the variety of, you know, as you say, where you can fish and how you can fish. It's just, you know, it's limitless.
That's right. There's always somewhere to fish, isn't there?
That's right. And sometimes it's just a matter of asking too. You know, often people have a perception of the fact that, you know, the river fishing's finished now because, you know, it's the end of the winter season. But, you know, really in reality, there are a significant number of people that only fish summer, and they fish, you know, spring and summer. So they'll fish from now on in, from the end of October, November, December, right through till the end of maybe April, beginning of May, and they may not fish that winter period. And, you know, it never occurs to them that fishing wouldn't be anything other than fantastic, and it's just a matter of, as we always say, or I do, it's a matter of getting the right information and fishing to the conditions that prevail on the day.
Because there's fish in the river all year round.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, it's obviously it's not a sight fishery, it's a blind fishery, so you know that fish are there, and it's just a matter of fishing. You know, ripply water is always the, you know, the optimum, and just fishing accordingly. And, yeah, it is great fun.
All right. Now, the key, you said, is getting the right information before you hit the water. And that's why we like to talk to people who live, work, and more importantly, fish in their respective areas. So we do appreciate that information, Stella. Thank you. Now, how do other people get hold of you, please?
If you want to give us a call, 0738689 53. We're always here 7 days within reason. 7 days, and we're open 7 till 7. So, and, you know, I mean, obviously, if you're passing, and I mean, it doesn't cost anything to be able to share something, and we're more than happy to do that. We love to be able to help.
Well,
especially fishermen that, or fishwomen that haven't been here, have got no idea where to fish, and just need a few tips.
Okay, so what you do is you pop into the store at Tiranga-Eta, right by the banks of the Tauranga-Taupo River, or you give Stella a ring on 07-386-8953. Talk fly fishing. She loves it.
Excellent.
Stella, we do appreciate it. Thank you very much. Enjoy the weekend. Good fishing.
You too. Take care, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Stella.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. If you want some information, you just give her a ring or pop in and see her. Stella Gordon, 07-386-8953. Thank you. Okay, quick break. More fishing stuff. ¶¶
chests reveal themselves like a crack in a wall. Starting small, growing time. And we all seem to need the help of someone else to mend that shelf of too many books. Read me your favorite line. Papa went to other lands, and he found someone who understands the ticking and the Western man's need to cry. He came back the other day, yeah, you know, some things in life may change, and some things, they stay the same.
You're listening to Hooked on Fly Fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Bert Robinson is a long-time Rotorua resident and an even longer-time Rotorua angler, and that's exactly where we want to talk to him. Some people say that Bert Robinson, he only catches two types of fish, big buggers and whoppers. Good evening, Bert.
Good evening.
Are you well?
Yeah, you don't know about that.
Yeah,
just lately there had been whoppers have been few and far between, and big buggers not that far behind them either. So yeah, it's been a bit tough, but not surprising, because the Lake Rotorua and Lake Rotorua's temperatures are climbing a little, and because both of them feed the Kaituna from the surface water, it's getting a bit warm down there for the fish. There's still a lot of small fish,
okay.
But the bigger numbers of larger fish have certainly thinned out to a great extent. The same sort of thing's happening at the Ohau Channel, although in saying that, there's been a few smelt hanging around there and has drawn a few fish up into there. It's pretty much that area's over for now. There's been a few fish coming out of Hammerana from time to time, mostly spin fishing, because the water temperature hasn't really hit the high spot yet. But it's creeping up quite significantly every day. Not a degree a day, but a fair chunk of a degree every day. So,
okay. So it's warm.
And the weather keeps going like it is. It's going to be. And Neva has said there's going to be a fairly early and long hot summer.
Is that right? Oh, that's good.
Yeah, well, one would hope there's better than last year anyway.
That's right, yeah.
So there's a few fish still going up the Nongataha, but they're passing through pretty quick.
Okay.
They're not hanging around the lower reaches, so if you're fishing there, you need to sort of fish at night when they're coming through, because they don't tend to come through much during the day unless it's bucketing down with rain and a heavy cloud cover.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't had too much of that. We had a fine day today, so we're bordering on drought conditions. A lot of wind, and that's been a bit of a problem because it's drying everything out as well. So it's a bit hard in the garden, but not too bad for the streams themselves. They're dropping a little bit in volume. And after a real good clean out over the winter. And the stream mouths should hopefully start to settle down a little bit as far as the lake bed is concerned. It's very, very soft in places out there, so you've got to be really careful when you're walking around out, especially after looking to home Waitati.
Okay.
Both of them flooded severely over the winter, and they haven't, the bottom of the lake has not settled down much at all.
Okay. Yeah, you've mentioned that a couple of times, and it's a very good point. We don't want anyone to walk off the end of a drop-off or subside away and sink below. Yeah, you need to be very careful. Check out your weighting during the daytime.
Absolutely. One of the things that does happen from time to time is you get a log or a stump will come down, and then it gets swept out again, and then it slowly fills up with sediment.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, that is very soft. So you might be hardle around, and then all of a sudden you'll drop into something that's really soft, and even going down into knee-deep can tip you forward, and you take an unintentional swim. And even 16 degrees isn't that warm, I can tell you.
Gosh. Yeah. Okay, so it is starting to drop, to clear, to warm up. The water table is going to take a while to go down, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. There's still plenty of water underground, and your spring-fed streams are going to be quite slow to drop in volume. But the lake, like, it's been so warm that Rotowahu now has a full algal bloom warning over it, the whole of it. They're saying keep away from that. It's that blue-green algae. It is toxic, can do liver and kidney damage and all sorts of nasties. But in saying that, I've seen 50, 60 anglers out at Awaho when Lake Rotorua was at its worst, standing in pea soup water and happily fishing away catching fish. So, you know, go figure with the fishermen.
Well, don't you have to be careful when you're... you retrieve your line and you change your fly or something and then lick your lips or something?
Yeah, you certainly don't want to be putting your hands anywhere near your mouth, that's for sure.
Yeah,
rolling a cigarette's not a good idea either. Well, it never is, but it's even worse when it's got blue-green algae in the water and your hands are a bit damp.
Oh, gosh, but it doesn't put the fish off.
No, it doesn't, actually, and it doesn't seem to affect the fish. They did a big study at Okawa Bay on Lake Rotowiri a few years ago when they had these fish and they were put in specifically into a caged area by Fish and Game, and they were checked for because they were a known clean water fish put into that dirty water, and they found no residual effects of the blue-green algae at all.
Okay. Can you eat a fish taken from that if you cook it properly? Or is
That's what they were saying, yeah. Just rinse it out under cold water.
Oh, okay. You just don't want to get it in.
You just got to be aware that there are challenges out there. You know, we've got somebody, three people seriously ill in hospital now just from eating a wild pig. We still haven't figured out what it is yet. But so, you know, cleanliness is the old saying is cleanliness next to godliness. Well, you know, if you don't prepare your food properly, you can get rather ill.
That's right. So look after your catch. Kill it quickly. Chill it down.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't leave it lying in the back of the car all day or something.
Oh, yeah, that's the worst thing you can do, yeah.
Okay, all right. Anything else?
Well, there's smelt quite a lot of smelt around, and with the lake temperatures warm, they'll be coming into the shallows and they'll be followed by fish. Now, a lot of those fish coming in to feed on them will be recovering fish. So choose wisely when you're catching fish, because these fish have survived spawning, and if they get enough of a feed, they will come back for spawning again the second year.
Okay, good point. And they're coming in closer as it warms up.
Oh, absolutely, yep.
Yeah.
They sure are, and there's been quite a good hatch lately. I heard my first cicada today in Rotorua, so that bodes well. And a lot of insects out at night, a huge number. In fact, you turn your headlamp on, you're going to be driven nuts. And the Awaho and, of course, Wairatea are both renowned for the number of caddis and stuff that end up crawling around your face very, very quickly.
Okay, that's excellent work. Thank you, Bert. Your forecast is very good for that. Well, it's pretty good right through to Sunday night, Monday. So just get out there and get amongst them.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Boat fishing's been quite good. A lot of people hanging around the sticks right through to Mission Bay, to Wilson Bay area on Lake Rotorua. Some of them hailing, some of them actually jigging. The water is quite clear, and jigging seems to be working quite well up there. So, if you can't see the bottom of the lake, then start your jigging. But two and a half colours of lead is about what they're using, and seem to be doing quite well at times, too.
Very good. Thank you, Bert. Now, your contact details, please.
Yeah, I'm 0272896079, and you can just give us a call, as one did last week.
Good.
And give you an update on what's happening, and we'll could catch up with you on the water somewhere and give you some tips.
All right. There's the offer. Anglers, Bert Robinson, Rotorua, 0272896079. Same as Stella Gordon, 10 minutes, 20 minutes ago. Talk fly fishing. That's what they love. Bert, excellent offer. We do appreciate it. Good fishing. Talk to you next week.
Yep, I'll be here something. Thanks for that.
Thank you, Bert.
See ya.
Mr. Bert Robinson, Rotorua Fishing, 0272896079. Text or give him a call. Ask him any question you like about Rotorua fishing. He'll help out. Thank you, Bert. Okay, what have we got? Let's have a quick break and then more fishing stuff from the South Island.
You're acting way too smart. Your face a little bit flushed for a walk in the park. And you're clutching your phone as you walk in the door. And your smile's got a twist. You're looking so hardcore. You've got something to say. Don't be too direct. Cause I feel a little fragile. Don't hit the nail on the head. I said, oh, baby, baby, let me down real slow. Oh, no, no, no. I said, oh, baby, baby, let me down real slow. No, 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 no. There's a swish in your step. There's a gleam in your eye. Are you coloring your eyes with some new kind of dye? First one to blame is the first one to fall. I don't want a confrontation. I got my back to the wall. Oh, I said, baby, baby, let me down real slow.
Listening to Hooked on Fly Fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Martin Langland is based in South Island. And Martin has many years' experience as a fisherman, a fly tyer, a casting instructor and a fishing guide. And Martin's aim when he's fishing with a client is to be innovative, informative, friendly and professional. And that's exactly why we want to talk to him. Martin, as always, is live on air with us now. Good evening, Martin.
Hello, how are you going today?
I'm good, you well?
Really good, thanks.
Okay. The weather since we spoke last Friday, what's happened down there?
Magic. Really good weather. Yeah, we've had really good weather. Probably the most settled, beautifully warm period we've had for a long time. No nasty nor-west winds, so really settled. Just starting to come a bit cloudy now, and I'm sensing it's starting to change. But no, pretty good weather, I think, for the weekend as well.
Very good. Your forecast for Saturday, Sunday is morning cloud, clearing to fine day. Partly cloudy on Sunday. No, not bad at all. No,
look, it's really quite good. You know, it's it's really good. Any time without those strong nor-west wind is good. So, yeah, good weather for fishing.
Okay, what's it all been like out there?
It's been all good. Yeah, no, look, it's all been good. Very, very diverse. So as I said, lakes opened. High Country Lakes opened on November the 4th. And I know quite a few people that have been fishing them, and I've had a little session or two myself on the lakes, and they're fishing quite well. It's mainly subsurface, a little bit of sight fishing edges, a little bit of blind fishing streamers, blind fishing dragonfly nymphs, blind fishing damselfly nymphs. Often by now you start to see some green beetle hatches, but as yet, I haven't really seen anything like that. So, not very big hatches on the lakes. Some beautiful fish to be had. Some really, really, really well-conditioned fish, both rainbows and browns. So that's been good. The big braided rivers are just starting to come into form. So places like the Rakai are just starting to come good for, the sea-run fisheries that exist lower down on those rivers. Same on the Waimakariri. So that's all good. And then the Foothill Creeks and a lot of the smaller rivers down in South Canterbury are in pretty good shape and just starting to go a little bit low.
Okay. No more cars stuck in the Waimakariri this week?
No more. No, none of that. We've had nothing untoward. We've had a real stable period, No floods, no gale force winds, no tornadoes.
Very, very good. Now, I always keep an eye on your Facebook page, and I'd like you to explain to me.
Yep.
Brett Langlands and the Rainbow Shuffle.
Yeah, okay, sure. Look, it was really, I had a really good week this week. I had a few days off, and my son's just doing exams for his last year of school. Brett, and he's not a passionate fisher at all. He really likes golf and cricket and other sports, but you know, he keeps his hand in, and I took him up to fish some high country river that has rainbows, and you know, it was really, really good. You know, he did really well. He caught three or four fish, which was, you know, totally, yeah, really quite nice, and you know, really enjoyed doing it. What happens when you hook these rainbows in fast water? I'm sure you must have a bit the same in the North Island. Often what they'll do is they'll start to run up the river and then run down the river. Mm-hmm. So the name of the shuffle is when you hook up these rainbows, it's not like you stand there and just land them. Usually you've got to run up the river and then down the river and then back up the river and then cross the river. Yeah. So it's all just a shuffle on your feet.
Yeah, it's good
and,
fun.
And it's a great thing. You know, you often, you know, I've seen, oh, look, I've experienced it where we've done really big rainbows in some of the headwater rivers where, oh, we've gone 500, you know, metres downstream, you know, a long way down. So, you know, the shuffle is just keeping on your feet and moving, a lot of foot movement.
Yeah, and it's tricky sometimes because you're watching your rod, your line.
Oh, it is, a lot to watch, exactly that. You're watching your rod, you're watching the fish, you're watching your current, and then you've got to remember not to fall over. You know, and that's so easy to do, you know. So, yeah, look, it's an interesting one, and that's why I sort of call it the shuffle, because people, it's quite good. It's almost like it is a dance. You know, people are watching the fish, intent on the fish, what the fish is doing, and, of course, they're not watching their feet, so they keep light on their feet. So, you know, that's one form of fly fishing dance, the rainbow shuffle.
It's all good fun.
There are others. You know, there's the tussock tango. We can talk about another time.
It's
another type of problem that we get here on our high country rivers where you've got a lot of big tussocks. I'll talk about it now.
Okay.
And the tussock tango, it's often tight little wee sort of high country spring creeks, and you hook these beautiful rainbows and browns up in them, and they just go bananas, like under the banks and under bushes and up and down. And the tussock tango really is a quick manoeuvre. It usually involves a jump into the river following the fish in the river, either up or down. So yeah,
it's all good fun.
Oh, it's all fun.
It's a workout, isn't it? It's a physical workout.
It can be a real workout, actually. Especially those high country rainbows that we have. I'm sure you have the same in the Rangitiki and all that type of thing up there. These rainbows, when you hook them, they just go crazy. Yeah. You know, up and down, and very active.
So aren't we so lucky? We've got such a fishery. Yeah.
We are lucky here. Yeah. Look, just all the time. It's just so lucky to have such. And you know, I think that's one thing that I'd say. You know, you asked about this past week. The diversity of what we have is amazing.
Yes. Yeah. And this is why we're the fly fishing capital of the world, really, aren't we?
We are Mecca. You know, we are Mecca. You know, there's a lot of great fly fishing out in this world, as you know. You know, Patagonia, Russia, Argentina, the list goes on for trout, you know, England, you know, boom, boom, boom. But, yeah, we really are Mecca. I mean, there's just not many places that people can catch such great fish and wild fish. You know, guiding a lot of people, we tend to forget this in New Zealand, but a lot of overseas cultures, the American, English, etc., etc., a lot of their fish are hatchery fish.
Yes.
And for that, they don't get that strong genetic makeup about them.
Yes.
And, you know, there's something really quite special about our wild brown and rainbow trout, for sure.
I agree, Now, it's interesting, Martin, that you've been a fishing guide for decades.
Yes.
When you get a day off, you go fishing.
Funny that, isn't it? Look, more and more. Yeah, I was just talking to my wife about that this week. You know, it's an interesting thing. A lot of my, you know, my kids are just starting to get old. My son's 18 and my daughter coming up for 15. So I'm actually, you know, I've been very, very involved in driving them around with sport and dancing and all the stuff you do. And I'm actually just starting to get a bit of spare time.
Okay, yes.
So, you know, it's and I'm taking it a wee bit. You know, it's interesting. No, look, I fished, you know, two or three times this week, not long sessions. I usually just go up for a morning or afternoon. I really do love it. I mean, I had one magic experience. One morning I went to Lake Ellesmere, and I went to the mouth of one of the rivers, and actually it was just dead calm, and Lake Ellesmere is this huge coastal lake, and you know, there were swans and geese and pied stilts, and it was dead calm, and just the noise and just the atmosphere of where you were totally captivated me.
All right, excellent, lovely. Yeah.
Mm.
Now, did you feel the 4.2 earthquake around about 3 o'clock today?
No, I did not, but here we go. Very interesting. I guided today.
Yeah.
And it was a really amazing day. At the start of the day, it was just beautiful, wide open sunshine, just the most lovely day. And then as the day went on, it sort of clouded in, became calm, and this sort of forebode came about. Now, I left the creek at about 3:30. My people are driving on. They're continuing on their holiday. They're going up to Murchison. And I just said to them, I said, ooh, you know, it's really quite ominous weather. It feels a little bit like earthquake weather. Mm-hmm. I said, and my exact words were to them, I said, I wouldn't be surprised if you go back and either today or tomorrow there's an earthquake.
Oh, wow. There you go.
I'm not saying I'm a genius or anything, but I have a real connection with nature.
Okay.
And it's and then I come back and I look on the news site when I come back. Yeah, 4.8 in Christchurch. No, I didn't feel
okay.
it.
Okay. What I'm going to do, on your little introduction, I talk about fisherman fly tying.
Yeah, there you go. Earthquake detector.
Earthquake detector, fishing guide.
It's just nature, you know. But it really does. No, there's something about the clouds. And, you know, it's an interesting thing, you know, having been through all those earthquakes that we've had down here in the South Island. You know, you can never definitively say when they happen, but there's a little bit of a pattern to it, the bigger moons and just the way the clouds go and the atmosphere go.
All right, thank you, Martin. Mm. Now, your contact details, please.
Sure, Martin Langlands. You can find me at troutlands.com, www.troutlands.com, or just put Langlands, L-A-N-G-L-A-N-D-S, Martin, into Facebook and you'll find me.
Okay, have a look at troutlands.com, his website. He's got all sorts of DVDs and flights. He's got everything.
Fantastic, thank you. Yeah, look, all systems go down here. You can probably hear it in my voice. Yeah, whatever you do, if you're into the canals, if you're into trolling the lakes, if you're into fly fishing headwaters, if you're into fly fishing spring creeks, if you're into sea run fish near the coast, it's all systems go. And it's a holiday weekend in Canterbury because it's show day today.
That's right.
So I suspect a lot of people are out and about fishing.
Okay, and you can't catch trout sitting in the lounge. Get out there, get them.
Well, now's a really good time. Season seems to be really coming into tune for us now that we are the high water's gone. Yeah, I would predict now, from now until Christmas is probably your peak time.
Okay, thank you, Martin. All right,
pleasure.
We'd love to talk to you next week.
Okay, look forward to that.
Thanks, Martin.
Thank you. See you. Bye.
It's Mr. Martin Langlands, based in Darfield, fishing guide for decades. And as we found out, is an earthquake protector as well. But anyway, seriously, have a look at his website, troutlands.com, or Facebook, Martin Langlands. Excellent photography and stuff. Fly fishing, that's what he does. Thank you. Okay, we're just coming up towards the end of the show, and I think, yes, we have got time for the fly fishing tip of the week. The fly fishing tip of the week. When fishing for trout on hot, bright summer days, concentrate on shady banks and pools that are below riffles. Makes sense, doesn't it? Okay. Hooked on Fly Fishing is proudly supported by Rod and Reel Newmarket. Rod and Reel have the biggest range of fly fishing and fly tying gear in New Zealand. The staff at Rod and Reel will help you choose that gear, and more importantly, they'll show you how to use it. Have a look at their website, rodandreel.co.nz. Now, remember, on the show next week at Friday at 6 p.m, we're going to be talking to Captain Matthew von Sturmer. We're going to have a big catch-up about saltwater fly fishing, and specifically in the Auckland region. Okay, until then, until next week, we'll catch you next week at 6 p.m. on air next Friday at 6 p.m. Thank you.